God gave us the miracle of natural immunity, and on Healthy Living, we discuss how we can help the body help itself through natural healing with plant medicine and other non-pharmaceutical alternatives.
Welcome to Healthy Living.
All right, indeed, welcome. Tonight, like Andy said, we're going to get grounded. You're grounded. That's a good thing, though. But you also need the support on your foot. So I'm interested to see how this report goes. I know the importance of grounding is there. So let's take a look.
Right. So getting grounded, or what most people call earthing, is what we're going to talk about
today. Earthing.
Yes. We've heard the terms tree huggers, nature freaks, anti-vaxxers, and it's always carried a negative connotation, right? Only those crazy hippies in California believe those outlandish things, right?
Yeah. Where's your tinfoil hat?
And yet, we are starting to see why their naturalistic ideas have been thwarted in all of our main information streams.
Mainstream medias.
Yes.
Grounding, also known as earthing, like she said, is the practice of connecting the body to the Earth's electrical energy. Some believe that the Earth's electrical charges can have a positive impact on the body. I, for one, am one of those. Andy as well.
Yes.
But in this next video, Paul Saladino, MD, visits with Ryan Blazer to explain that there really is a difference between grounding and earthing.
Yeah, so this is very interesting.
Let's talk about grounding. And this is interesting, guys. I was wrong about grounding, and Ryan corrected me. So I'm interested in grounding and earthing, and I did a previous podcast with Clint Ober, and I think that what I've learned from you and what I'm learning about grounding is touching the earth, whether it's grass or rock or ocean with your bare skin, is earthing. And this is a real thing, right? Again, we're not back in hippie land here.
Right.
Okay. But what was wrong with my grounding mat?
So we need to make a distinction. There's earthing and there's grounding, and they're completely separate. And people get those mixed up all the time. It's the biggest misconception I run across. Earthing is when, like you said, you're physically touching the earth through your lawn or the beach or the grass, the dirt. Grounding is a term with the electrical system of your home. So when you plug into the ground, that's like the sewer or the waste system of your electrical system. Everything dumps stray current and dirty electricity onto the grounding system to get routed back to the power company. Now, on the grounding systems of our homes, we have a ton of interference. So the last thing that we want to do is be connecting ourselves physically and electrically to the grounding system of our electrical grid of our home. We want to connect to earth, not ground. And so those two things need to be kept separate. Earthing good, grounding bad.
Which is interesting, because I wasn't aware of that nuance, and I was plugging grounding mats into the ground and the outlets. And I've been doing this in Airbnbs. Not a good thing. And so we'll put a video in here of us showing this dirty electricity with these grounding mats. And you can hear it with wires.
So as you can see, as we get onto this mat, look how much interference that we have coming off this mat versus over here, no mat, it's clean. Now I want to show how this travels onto the body. Hold out your hand, okay? Now put your hand on the mat. See how that energy now is going through the body? That's bad negative energy.
And what I'm working on now, and we'll see how this works, again, I'm just turning into an actual caveman. What we talked about is I actually want to use the earthing mat, but I'm going to run an actual cable from the earthing mat into the earth, yes, rather than putting it in the ground in my house. And you said there are more sophisticated ways. You can talk to an electrician and have an outlet that's a dedicated grounding outlet that runs no other electricity. You can actually have an electrician come and make this. But generally speaking, these outlets that are grounded are not clean enough. There's a bunch of dirty electricity, this interference, and I'm just connecting myself to that. So right now, as we speak, I'm working on basically throwing a wire out my bedroom window and putting it in the freaking ground to actually earth while I'm sleeping. And that seems to be the only way to do it.
Yes, that's the way you want to do it. But there's one other nuance too to this that we want to talk about. And now if you ground yourself to the grounding system electrical and also or to the earth, there's one more thing that we got to do, and that's turn the circuits off in the sleeping area. The problem is, and we can demonstrate this with the video as well, is that when we're sleeping in our bed and we have the electrical wiring that's behind the bed and it's energized, it's radiating out electric fields 6 to 8 feet. So when we're laying there, our heads can be within a foot of this wiring. What happens now if we ground ourselves is we make ourselves part of the circuit, to where that circuit, that current can now travel through our body, through the ground. We're essentially making ourselves into a lightning rod, and the charged electrons will say, oh, look, there's a path back to ground. They're lazy. They want to find the easiest source, the direct path. And now if we ground ourselves with an electrical current nearby, it's going to flow through our body. So we have to turn the circuits off. We have to physically connect to Earth. Then you're going to be doing it correctly.
And so we'll show a video of this. You have a body voltmeter, voltage meter, right? And I can lay in my bed and we can measure my body voltage, which is essentially, if I understand this correctly, the amount of charge that I'm carrying in my body.
Yes.
And I want that to be as low as possible.
Yes.
And if I'm grounding myself to the Earth with an actual correct grounding mat, with something that's actually not going to an outlet, but it's going directly into the Earth, we don't want the outlets near my head or near my body in the room to be on at night, so that electrons aren't just like skipping into that circuit.
Correct.
Yep. And this is interesting. So now we're getting, I mean, if I hadn't seen the science, I would think we were getting pretty tinfoil hat now, man. Like now I'm, but it's interesting to me because it's empowering and knowledge is power. And I feel it feels very cool and very meaningful to me to understand like, okay, I can flip this breaker in my house at night and cut the circuits in my room. And I can literally see, we measured this yesterday, my body voltage go down when the circuits around my body are off at night. And like your sense was that's definitely going to affect the quality of my sleep.
For sure. 100%. Yeah.
And so I think that those two are probably the biggest things that I did wrong with my sleep, is I was using a grounding mat incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't thinking about all of the outlets that were near my body while I was sleeping.
Yep.
And this is interesting because, you know, I have a friend in Texas and I've been to his house, and he turns off the whole power in his house at night. And I thought, wow, these guys are pretty intense, but they're actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
And at his house, he has no Wi-Fi, and they use Ethernet to iPhone cables. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm just doing it. Just like, when I first thought, I was like, wow, they're pretty intense, you know? But now I think like, okay, they know what they're doing. They turn all the power off in their whole house at night.
Yeah. And you know why people like that and myself and other people go to those great lengths, is because once you start doing this and you start leveling up, you start thinking more clearly, having more energy, sleeping better, just your whole bodily functions work better. Like, wow, I like this. I want to keep doing this. And so you go to those great lengths to do that. And honestly, once you get in that groove and start getting used to it, it's not a big deal. It's just that initial setting up and a little change of the way you look at it, and you're off and running. But it makes such a big impact.
I mean, I'm going to have a lot to explain to any future girlfriends when they come to my house. But it's just weeding people out, because any woman that I'm going to date is going to have to be cool with, like, I don't even really like the word biohacking, but right now we're going to talk about light in a moment. But I mean, at night, I have only red lights in my house, which are not as good as I thought, but we'll talk about why. And again, there's already a lot to explain when friends or dates come to my house, and there's going to be even more now. I just imagine the next woman I date saying, why is there a wire going from your bed outside? And it'll be an interesting conversation starter. Well,
and I think the thing is that you're a little bit ahead of your time with this stuff. Let's go back 60 years ago and have the conversation about cigarettes. We're like, you know what? I don't think it's a good idea to smoke cigarettes in my house. I'm going to tell people that let's smoke cigarettes outside. Let's not smoke in the living room. And that would be weird 60, 70 years ago. But now, no one would even think about lighting up a cigarette in your house. You know, I think the same kind of mentality is going to be coming towards with EMF into the future, where we're going to look at that like, you are exposing me to something that's causing me cancer. That's something that you want to be respectful of.
And he's right. You know, a lot of this stuff is just ahead of its time. Even the NIH has studies published on the effects of earthing. In 2012, there was a study called Earthing: Health Implications of Reconnecting the Human Body to the Earth's Surface Electrons. Our body is largely electric, hence why sunlight, earthing, to discharge and rebalance ions and minerals and salts are so important. We need to be conductive. Barefoot grounding is sinking to the earth. Schumann resonance is the earth's natural electromagnetic frequency, approximately 7.83 hertz. It's often called the heartbeat of the earth. Some believe that connecting with this resonance through practices like earthing can have positive effects on our well-being. Also in 2015, there was another study. These are not new. This information is not new. It's just been withheld from us. 2015, there was a study of the effects of grounding or earthing on inflammation, the immune response, wound healing, and prevention and treatment of chronic inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. Multidisciplinary research has revealed that electronically conductive contact of the human body with the surface of the earth, called earthing, produces intriguing effects on physiology and health. Such effects relate to inflammation, immune response, wound healing and prevention, and treatment of chronic inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. Grounding an organism produces measurable differences in the concentrations of white blood cells, cytokines, and other molecules involved in the inflammatory response.
And it makes your reaction time a lot faster. You can catch flies out of the air.
Well, you can.
Yes, I just did.
I know. Yeah.
I looked at him once and just tracked him and boom.
Boom, got him.
5 seconds. He's tickling my hand though. I'm going to dispose of him.
Earthing has shown that there are benefits to connecting directly to the earth. The Earthing Institute has a website that's linked right there in this article called Healthy Living, Getting Grounded. You can go directly to diggingdeeper.net and go to the Healthy Living tab, and you can find this article where you can click on all of these links. But the Earthing Institute claims that these benefits of earthing include decreased pain, improved sleep, and faster healing. Electron thieves, this is interesting, because there's also things that give us electrons. There's also things that take electrons away. Electron thieves can be infections, especially dental infections for some reason. Emotional baggage can really drain your electrons.
Wow.
Toxins like pesticide, air pollution, GMO foods, still water, like not flowing water, but still water,
stale water,
would be considered an electron thief. And wind is an electron thief. Make sure that you recharge when you're facing these thieves. Pets have always been known to help the elderly and bedridden, but do you know why?
I bet they help replenish electrons.
The elderly can have a difficult time getting connected to the earth. The dog or cat will run around outside to recharge their electrons. Then, when they come back in and love on their owner, they then donate some of their electrons, recharging their owner's batteries. Good guess.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, you're pretty smart sometimes. So, how can you recharge your body's batteries? There are some... Have you ever stopped to consider that the idea that your whole body is a battery?
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking that. And, you know, it's part of the Matrix and, like, the Beastmaster movie from years ago.
Oh,
that
yeah.
We're all just, and what AI is all about, and transhumanism, we've talked about that many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about using our body to create energy, usable energy somewhere else, right?
Well,
it's like,
you know,
a battery.
Right. And, well, we all have
a synchronicity, for one thing. I'm not sure what. No, really, our bodies are, there's a beat to it.
Oh, right.
Like, a rhythm. A
yes.
Rhythm. What were you going to say?
I was going to say a central nervous system. We all have nerves, plenty of bundled nerves. And what travels within those nerves?
Electronic impulses.
Yes. So we all have electricity flowing through our bodies. It's just not at the level to light a bulb, for instance.
Like Uncle Fester.
Right.
Hey, I've never tried it.
Putting a bulb in your mouth?
Yeah, when I'm feeling really charged.
I think sometimes I'm overly charged.
You zap us usually.
I zap a lot. Well, I've never been able to wear an analog watch.
You kill them.
I kill them. But I'm not talking about the latest watch that tells you that you are depleted of energy. I'm talking about tuning and listening to your body. What charges you up? What depletes you? Here are some of our top ways to replenish your body's batteries and add more electrons from various electron donors to the body.
Get out in the sun. Mm-hmm. Remember when they told us, you know, got to stay inside, and we realized through our research that vitamin D was such a vital thing?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it's good too. The sun stimulates electron activity in the body. Biological processes such as respiration, photosynthesis, and the breakdown of food molecules consist of sequences of electron transfer reactions that serve to transport and utilize energy from the sun.
The sun itself.
Hello. This is awesome.
Eat organic food. Make a conscious decision to purchase foods that are not mass-produced from farms that are depleted in nutrients from the earth. The previous paragraph was talking about photosynthesis. Well, that's also an electron transfer into the plant. GMO foods and processed foods steal electrons from the body, and organic regenerative farming practices and foods add electrons to the body.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to our friends at a very up-and-coming regenerative ag production company, Grazemaster.
Yes.
The Grazemaster group is all about regenerative agriculture. And shout out to our founding friend, Del Fike, as well as our new friend, Taylor Will.
Yeah.
Say hi to those guys because they're doing some great things in agriculture.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. We have to get back to that. Also, remember to swim in moving water.
Mm-hmm.
Water is an electron donor, and moving water is even better. This ties into spending time at the beach, bathing in the water, moving around you while soaking up the sun. Oh gosh, what a terrible assignment.
Right? Hugging. Now, I love hugging. It's one of my favorite things to do, right? We know the benefits of hugging are immense. But hugging trees, animals, and fellow humans provide us with lots of donor electrons.
Hold on, hugging trees actually?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, because that's what you're they standing say. On the ground?
Because you're
or because you're actually hugging the tree.
You're the tree is also has electrons flowing through it, unless it's a dead tree.
Oh, it has to have life.
Has to have life. Right. Okay. But we provide each other with lots of donor electrons, especially long, loving hugs.
Mm.
Trees have lots of electrons to give, and we all know the benefits of hugging the family pet, especially your dog or cat. We benefit from the family pet donating electrons to us, which they quickly replenish once they return outside to nature.
Walking barefoot outside on the sand, rocks, or grass.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good suggestion. A central theory behind earthing or grounding, walking barefoot in nature, and forest bathing, barefoot in a forest with a few tree hugs, is that grounding affects the electrical circuitry between our living cells. This electron circuitry between living cells supports our body's immune defenses. The extra electrons act in a similar way to the benefits of antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, grounding and electron transfer helps to restore the natural defenses of the body and charging you up.
Yep. It's a lot healthier to plug into nature to get your electrons than to plug into electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Select one, two, or three of all the different ways to replenish your body's batteries with the plethora of energy that exists in the world.
Yes.
If you want to hear about a real story of somebody who got sick and tried earthing, take a look at the Earthing movie.
Yes.
It's a little over an hour long, but she tells a story about how her and her daughter both were suffering some autoimmune problems.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that she started earthing made a huge difference, and now she is grounded.
Yeah. And that's a success story, and that is on our Rumble channel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
On our Rumble channel. And let's go ahead and get the next thing ready here as I give folks our address.
Okay.
All right. So that's the Earthing movie, A Remarkable Science of Grounding, the Josh and Rebecca Tickle film.
Yeah.
So that website for our Rumble channel, it's really easy to get to. The best thing to do is just go to diggingdeepertv.com and click on demand. If you just do that, that'll take you to all of the videos that we have posted on Rumble. But if you want to go directly to our channel, there's the little green icon down at the bottom of the page. You can click on that. Or, of course, on Rumble, we are called Digging Deeper TV. So just go to rumble.com/c/diggingdeepertv, and you'll get to us there. I think that's going to do it for my little advertisement on how to get there. Is that the end of your report?
That's the end of this report for now.
All right. There was a lot we could tie into that because these things, a lot of these things tie together.
They really do.
And that's why I like this program and the way that we've done this over the past 4 years. Just a quick reminder, in our fourth year, we're doing this on Saturday nights now. 3+ years on Friday nights, finally moving to a Saturday night time slot. And we are now at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. So back that up an hour for Mountain. So 6 to 8 on Saturdays, or 7 to 9 Central on diggingdeepertv.com.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Healthy Living, working together to find natural alternatives. For more information about products that will help you with healthy living, visit greengoldnaturalhealing.com.
You don't have to be middle-aged or overweight to have sleep-disordered breathing. Children and young adults have sleep apnea too, and the effects of sleep deprivation on a child's behavior and ability to learn can be dramatic. At Western Sleep Medicine, we've helped diagnose and treat children as young as 6 years of age. If your child is a restless sleeper, if they snore or have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, please call Sweet Dream Sleep Service, because there is a possibility of an undiagnosed sleep disorder. Western Sleep Medicine, Western CPAP Supply, and Sweet Dream Sleep Clinic, quietly changing lives one night at a time.